Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is a wonderful 63 degrees here at the studios for Jim Hinckley's America, within spitting distance of legendary Route 66. That was a little bit of music there from my good friend Joe at the road crew. And, we're going to have Joe with us today. He's graciously taking time from his schedule to join us, and he's always kind of busy, but it's going to be great to visit with him. We'll give a quick shout out to our friends at Visit Tucumcari. Visit Tucumcari at Visit Tucumcari NM. Wonderful, wonderful folks. There are lots of surprises. Like the Mesa Lands Community College Dinosaur Museum. We also have the Great Neon at... we also have the Great Neon at TP Curios, the Blue Swallow Motel. And then we have these wonderful time capsule gems at... like the Blue Swallow Motel. David Brenner has created a... Just an absolute amazing living time capsule there. And of course, we need to give a shout out to our friends there at Uranus Fudge Company and General Store in Missouri, where juvenile humor reigns supreme. The venerable mayor from Uranus, Louis Keene, has been a bit under the weather. We're hoping to have a good report from him pretty soon. And we need to give a shout out, of course, to Angela Moreland. She's given some new life to the Cactus Inn Motel, mid-1950s motel in McLean, Texas. An interesting place, to say the very least. McLean, Texas. They have the Barbed Wire Museum. It's also the Route 66 Museum there in McLean. And don't laugh. The first thing about the... Barbed Wire Museum is that it's actually fascinating. And the other thing we have there is the Barbed Wire Museum and the Route 66 Museum are housed in an old brassier factory. And that gave McLean, Texas, the unofficial title of the Uplift Capital of Texas. And one more shout out this morning goes to Connie Eccles, our good friend there in Cuba, Missouri. The passionate and friendly and proprietress at the Wagon Wheel Motel. Been in business since 1936. Oldest continuously operated motel on Route 66. We've got this set up this morning. You can type in your message or call in and send a link out to Joe there as a guest host. And we'll see how this works. We do get some technical difficulties here every once in a while. We are going to have our first 90-degree day here in Kingman. Let's see what we can do here. This means that if you are out and about here in the desert country and... looking for doing a little bit of hiking, walkabout, the lizards are out, and that definitely means the snakes are out. So please be careful. We can also do a call in this morning if need be for anyone. We've got that set up. Our theme music was this morning, of course, is always by Joe and Woody and the boys of the Road Crew. They are good friends of ours. We're really honored to have that well, and Nolan, it's going to be warm. It's going to be real warm. It'll probably be here in Kingman, probably around 100 degrees. But boy, once you go 30 miles west out to the desert, gone down to Colorado River Valley, you're going to be pushing 110, more than likely. On rare occasions, it'll be a little cooler, but it's going to be hot. You get down in that Colorado River country, it's not hell, but if you squint hard, you can see it from there. Trust me. Joe, I resent the link for you, and if that doesn't work, I guess we could try doing this just as a call-in. We'll see how that works. I love this Mayberry television type stuff, this technology. Had a pretty good week, been pretty busy doing some tourism stuff up in Prescott, Arizona. Prescott, for those Route 66 travelers, a little bit of a... Hey, good morning, Joe.
Hey, Jim.
Well, let's try this if that link didn't work.
Hold on just a second here. Turn off my computer so I don't get the feedback. Okay, let's try this.
Yeah, can everybody hear Joe okay? Very good. Joe, I'm sorry, like I say, I don't know what the technical problems are, but you know how this goes.
Yeah. I went to the link and there was no guest sign in. So, here we are.
Joe, how are you doing this morning? It's so good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you too. I'm sorry I missed the entrance there. Actually, that's Don King singing the lead vocal on your theme song, and I'm singing harmonies with him. And we sure did enjoy making that for you a few years back.
Oh, Joe, I was so honored by that. I just can't tell you how much. You folks do some great music. I know it's not your main line. You do mostly voiceover and voice coach.
I do. I have been producing Dave Ramsey's audio for the past 15 years, all his audio books, and probably produced well over 600 audiobooks in total, and maybe narrated about 150 of those myself.
Oh, I know you keep pretty darn busy.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate, been very blessed to live here in Nashville and have somewhat of a music career and a spoken word career. And every day's a blessing.
Amen. You know, I had an old cowboy tell me once that every day is good. Some days are just better than others.
That's true. Well, this is a good day because here I am with Jim Hinckley, the pride of Route 66.
Well, now we've got to be careful. My wife just bought me a new hat and it won't fit if my head gets too big.
Yeah, I understand.
You've got, you know, I know you're living in Nashville now, but your roots are on Route 66, aren't they?
Yeah, I was born just a couple blocks off of Manchester in St. Louis, back when Manchester was part of the alignment at that particular time. And then later on, we would move to California. But every year, vacations in California were pretty normal for us because my mother's sister lived out in Highland Park.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right? Yeah, out near Pasadena. And we would go out there every year on Travel Route 66 out to see them. And then when we moved to California in 1960, we would travel Route 66 back to Missouri to see family. So it's been part of my life, my whole life.
Well, you know, that's a similar story. We made our first trip west to California in the summer of 59, picked up Route 66 somewhere around St. Louis. We moved out here to Kingman, Arizona in the summer of 66, followed a lot of Route 66, and my pa bought some property sight unseen out, turned out to be along the old alignment of Route 66. And then every year we'd make trips east to see family in Alabama, Tennessee, Michigan. And it always involved something about Route 66.
Yes. Yeah. Very similar circumstance.
You know, isn't it amazing? I never, in my wildest imagination, I still catch myself, you know, it's just a road, but somehow this highway has morphed into, well, for lack of a better term, something magical.
There's always something magical about Route 66. Back in 2005, so Woody and I, Woody Bomar in the band, the road crew, and he and I served in Vietnam together. And so I moved to Nashville in 81 to work for Loretta Lynn. And I really moved here to be closer to Woody and his family. And some years later, this is going through a lot of stories and a lot of history in between, but in 2005, Woody and I took a trip on Route 66 together. And that's when Woody actually caught the bug. And I asked him, I said, why don't you write a song about 66? So he wrote a song called That Old 66. And when we did the album, you know, Don King was singing all the lead on the album. And after we finished the album, we said, you know, we really should have a band. We should put the band together to travel. And we were already selling audiobooks in museums and gift shops all along the road from Chicago to L.A., and I thought it'd be nice to have this CD in those museums and gift shops too. And so they started to hit all those places. And we thought, well, we should have a band to back this up. Why don't we just take the band and hit the road? And I think our first connections on Route 66 were with Jim Conkle and Bob Crocodile Isle. Those were our first two connections on 66. And everything just flourished from there. We started playing in different places like Amarillo and St. Louis and up the Rialto and Joliet. And just started to spread out quite a bit.
That was quite an evening there at the Rialto. I'll remember, always treasure that night. That was a great evening there with you boys.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I think one of our most favorite concerts besides that was there in Kingman with you.
Well, you know, that event really exemplified the power of the Route 66 community, because that turned out to be a major event, and we put that together in about 6 months. And at that time, yeah. The city of Kingman, tourism office, the Chamber of Commerce, the state association, they didn't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole because they just didn't see that it was possible. But thanks to you and the Route 66 community, we sure proved them wrong on that one.
Yeah, you and Richard were really driving forces for getting us there. We really appreciate that.
It was a lot of fun. We're so overdue for a visit. We haven't seen each other since before the apocalypse, but hopefully we can remedy that this year.
Yeah, the apocalypse, that's a good way to put it. Oh, by the way, Don King said that he and his wife are planning a trip in September out that way, and they're going to go through Kingman. He says, tell Jim we're going to stop by and see him.
Oh, man, that would be a treat and a half. That would be an absolute treat. Yeah, very good. Joe, what do you have in the works? I mean, do you have anything new coming down the pike? I know you've done children's books and a few other things, and you got anything new coming up?
Mostly, I would say lately, I have been doing corporate narrations for Boeing Aviation, Chevrolet, Coca-Cola. I haven't done anything as far as character voices go. I've done lots of character voices for the Disney Channel, PBS Kids, and for Dave Ramsey's children's books, Junior's Adventures. I'm all of the characters and narration for that. But I haven't had those type of projects lately. Mostly it's been corporate narration and e-learning projects. And some are for some companies like, well, for example, I mentioned Boeing Aviation. And any stuff that I do for them is all non-disclosure because you just can't talk about it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Gosh, Joe, I tell you what, you do have a diverse career. That's for sure.
I've been very blessed. I really have. You know, back in the 70s, I had a recording studio in Denver, and there I was the audio engineer for Air Supply, Firefall, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Oh. And moved here, worked for Loretta Lynn. I did some work for Garth Brooks and Emmylou Harris. I'm the Thunder on the Thunder Rolls.
Oh,
Yeah, so when you listen to that Thunder, yeah, I know the Thunder on the Thunder Rolls.
Very, very good. And you and Woody go back to the Vietnam together? Is that correct?
We do. Yeah, it's, you know, all these years, here we are, we're still out there kicking it. We're looking forward to playing in Joplin, Missouri next May. And, you know, since things dried up, COVID kind of dried things up. And so now we're getting back out there again. Occasionally, Sam Murray of the Gilligan's Tours.
Yes, yes.
He's out of New Zealand. And so he brings folks over here to travel Route 66 and other tours too. So he brought a group by Nashville a few months back and had a bunch of those folks come out to see us in a local event. So when we're not out on Route 66, we're playing a lot around Nashville, and we do enjoy that. But we do love to get out on the road. And so Patrick Tuttle, oh, by the way, he says hi to you.
Oh, I haven't talked to Pat in a while.
Well, see, now you will.
I will. Yes, I will.
So we're going to be there in May, thanks to Patrick, for the Corvette. Oh gosh, let's see, I've got the exact words right here. There'll be 300 Corvettes in Joplin for the National Corvettes Conference, May 16th 2024. And he says that night when we perform, they'll have 30 plus cars on both sides of the stage for the People's Choice Awards. That's going to be exciting. That'll be fun. And it is a public event, so anybody in the Joplin area or Missouri or Oklahoma, you know, come on out and see the road crew May 16th at the Corvettes Conference Joplin.
2024, yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I will add that to the calendar. It just so happens May 16th is a pretty historic day. If it's not now, it will be in the future because that's my birthday.
All right. Well, there you go. Happy birthday, Jim.
That would be a birthday present. Get to hear the road crew in Joplin. You mentioned Sam Murray. I'll be meeting up with him next Friday, actually. I'll be going up to Williams, Arizona to speak with his tour group up there.
Oh, that's great.
In Williams.
Yeah.
Sam's quite a fella.
Oh, he's a great guy. He really is. Truly a wonderful person.
Yeah,
he takes good care of his customers too.
He does one of the best. He really does. He has one of the best tours, I think, going. Mississippi River Tours and Route 66. He really puts his clients. He just goes above and beyond to ensure that they have a memorable adventure.
Hey, I just saw in an email where you sent me a link. See, we were talking back and forth on text, so I was expecting that's where the link was going.
Not a problem.
Should I try to connect or not?
Yeah, it's okay. I think we've got this. Everybody says they can hear you pretty well. And
all right.
You know, Joe, I have I imitate a professional at this stuff, but I basically just bluff my way through things. And somehow I make these things work because I am modern Amish. I have this technology just floors me, but I've learned to roll with the punches, especially through the COVID stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So things just don't always work the way we intend.
Mm-hmm. A week ago yesterday, we played at a place in Nashville called Box and Lock. Back in 1947, these two guys in Leaper's Fork, Tennessee, which is kind of Franklin, the Franklin area, got together and started a grocery store. So it was the Fox and Lock Grocery. And then later on, it became known as Puckett's. And Puckett's became a music venue. And it just grew out of that. And now there's a big Puckett's chain. So we play a lot of the Puckett's restaurants and the Fox and Lock. Now, the Fox and Lock, they've got a really great sound system. And four of my high school classmates came into town to hear us perform. And, man, it was one of the best nights we ever had. We played some Route 66 songs and got some people. We always get people interested and said, man, I got to get out on 66. I said, yes, you do. If you want a sense of America's past, take your family out on Route 66 and see what life was like back during its heyday.
You know, I just tell people all the time, and I'll share your link on the website and on Facebook later this morning for the road crew. But a few of your songs, a couple of weeks back, I had Beth on from the Highway Cafe in Vineta, Oklahoma. And they were relighting their neon sign for the first time in decades. And I sent her the link to that Under the Neon. That song was it was like you wrote that song for her celebration of relighting that neon.
That's a sweet story right there.
It was great. She had the original developer of the sign come down from Kansas City, flip the switch, and your song was just absolutely perfect for that venue.
That is so great. You know, there's a little story behind that song.
What's that, Joe?
Don King and I wrote that song, and it was by the request of Bob Gill of the Route 66 Association in Missouri. And Bob said, I'd like for you to write a song about neon. And we just racked our brains. How do you write a song about neon? About the gases flowing through the tubes and lighting up different colors. And how do you do that? And one day it hit me. It's not about the neon. It's about what happened beneath the neon. And so Don and I put our heads together and came up with that song Under the Neon. And it really does apply to so many mom and pops along the route.
Yes.
That it just became a kind of a magical song for us, and we love to perform that song.
One of my favorites, too, that you did was for Ron Jones, the Tattoo Man.
Tattoo Man of Route 66, yes, sir.
You know, go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to say roadcruise66.com.
Yeah.
You can find the song there, too. You know, Ron and Roz came out to see us at Fox and Lock. This had to be, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, but they traveled all the way from Oklahoma to come out and see us, and we performed that song for him at Fox and Lock. And of course, he became a hero that evening too.
You know, there's milestones in our career, and I'm always blessed when I look back, because I'm just a simple fellow from out here in the boondocks of Arizona, and I've had the chance to meet people like yourself and Jay Leno and all these different people. But a real milestone in my career was I was back at the event. I believe it was in Carlinville, Illinois. And Ron Jones came up to me and says, I hope you like this. And he says, I have something for you. And he had had my logo, the Jim Hinckley's America logo, tattooed on his side just below his armpit. And I had to laugh. I says, you know you've made the big time when you have your logo tattooed on Ron Jones.
That's well, you know, that is a sweet story, but I think I'm going to top it.
Oh, good.
So he took the Road Crew logo. You know, it's in a shield, like a 66 shield, but it says the Road Crew is our logo. And he had that tattooed on his body. But the the trick of seeing that tattoo is you need to ask him to fix your sink so you can see it.
Oh, God bless.
It's right in the plumber's crack.
Oh, God. You got me. Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
See, you got an armpit and we got a plumber's crack.
Oh, Joe, that is just absolutely priceless.
Absolutely priceless. Ron is just one of the sweetest guys on the earth, and we're just proud to know him.
He is a great fella. Great fella. He was having quite a few health issues. I hope he's doing better. I haven't talked to him.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't talked to him much since before the apocalypse. My goodness. Hey, are you fellas planning anything for the Route 66 centennial?
No, you know, it's not like, I think what has happened is that because of the COVID scare, it's been really out of sight, out of mind type thing. And it's a matter of just kicking up the interest again. And I think Patrick Tuttle's helping us to do that.
Yes.
Now, you know, when we play there May 16th, that's a Thursday night. So my first inclination was that, oh, that must be a corporate event. Because it's not on a weekend. But it turns out that it's they have every third Thursday or something like that. It's a part of their monthly third Thursday street fair. And it is open to the public. So since that's on a Thursday, I'm going to see if we can't play somewhere on that coming Saturday. Because we'll be coming back to Tennessee. And if I could find something in... maybe Cuba or St. Louis or Rolla or Uranus. We'd love to play in Uranus.
Oh, you know, I tell you, Louis is a tough guy, but I don't know if you've been following this or not. He's been pretty ill. He's been battling a really severe cancer situation this last month. And we sure have been praying for him. But Uranus... If you've got any kind of juvenile sense of humor, Uranus, Missouri is the place to be. He's done a tremendous job just capitalizing on the fact that the Uranus Fudge Company. Did you ever hear his story about what he did with the county newspaper?
The Examiner?
Yeah, the Uranus Examiner. Oh, my gosh. That's just absolutely priceless.
It just gets worse from there, doesn't it?
It does. I really like Louis. I've known him since he was converting everything over to from a truck stop and bar and whatnot to Uranus. And boy, he's done a great job, and he's opened a second location up in Anderson, Indiana.
Wow.
And yeah, if you could perform there, that would be a real treat.
It would be. And I'm working on a song right now. It's called "We'll Always Have Uranus."
Oh, Louie will love this. Louie will love this. I would like to get you out back, fellas, out to Kingman again. We keep talking about it. I've had a lot of folks ask me about a replay of the 2014 event for the Route 66 Centennial, but, man, I might be getting a little old for wrestling with something like that. That was quite a challenge.
It's funny when we play out at Fox and Lock, they insist that the bands play from 8 to 10, and we used to play out there from 7 to 9. They said, you know, our crowd needs to get the bet. And by our crowd, I mean us.
You know, in my head, I'm still 20, Joe, but... It doesn't take long to realize that's not the case. Yeah.
Yeah. I think in my head I'm about 30.
Yeah.
But I do understand.
Yes. And Lori's artwork is doing very well, being well received.
Oh, man, I am so proud of her. Her artwork is on display at a coffee shop here. It's my favorite coffee shop in South Nashville. It's called Sweetwater's Coffee and Tea. And it'll be up through July, maybe even August. And it's a great display, and she gets lots of compliments on her art, and just makes her feel good. And I'm just really proud of her.
Oh, you should be, Joe. You really should be. Joe, I want to thank you so much for taking time from your schedule to join us this morning. And hey, I'm sorry we had a little technical difficulties, and I hope it didn't stress you out too much. But we got through this. And
yeah, buddy.
The whole reason I'm doing this is I want to provide inspiration to people. I want to share America's story. And yes. You and the boys are definitely America's story. And
it's very kind of you to say. Thank you.
Oh, Joe.
Because I love being a part of its history in some ways. And one of the things that's helped us has been Pat Smith at the Clinton Museum in Oklahoma. She's always been a supporter of us. And she continues to sell our CDs there, and she's always responsive whenever. It's people like her along the route that help to keep Route 66 alive.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Pat Smith is a wonder. And, you know, there's a lot of other highways in America that even have more mom and pop isms, Route 6, US 12. But they don't have the vibrancy because they don't have that sense of family that is the Route 66 community. And Pat Smith is a great example. Pat Tuttle, Reese Martin out in Oklahoma. There's just so many great people on this road. Connie there at the Wagon Wheel in Cuba, Missouri.
Oh, yeah. I've stayed there a couple times.
Yes, once or twice.
I spent my 66th birthday on 66 at the Wagon Wheel.
Yeah, she's put that up for sale now, but I don't know, how that's going to go, but wish her the best. I wish her the best on that, her and Charlie.
Well, let's put our heads together. We'll go ahead and buy that, and we can just all live there together.
You know, Joe, it's funny. I had, gosh darn it, who was it? I had a fella tell me the Hotel Beale here in Kingman. The lady who owned that passed away, and of course that's been empty for decades and decades. I was talking to a real estate developer a while back, and he said somebody should purchase that and make it a home for retiring Route 66 personalities.
Well, I might be onto something.
And you know, of course, old Angel Delgadillo out in Seligman, he's still going strong. He just turned 96.
Yeah, I know. I saw a post on Facebook the other day. He's looking good.
Yeah, you know, every day he's still down there shaking hands and greeting people. And he's gotten a little shaky, so I'm kind of glad that he's quit shaving, folks.
You know, Woody wrote him into one of the songs off the Songs from the Mother Road, the original album that got us going. And he's got a nice little tribute to Angel on that album.
Angel is one of those rare people that... he's not only a role model, but he's somebody you can almost envy. He is truly happy in life, a very rare thing. He lives in the house he was born in. A few years back, he and his wife could have gone anywhere in the world, never spent a dime. And the joy of his life is right there in his hometown and his old barbershop, just visiting with people.
That is very cool.
Simple man and just enjoys life and enriches so many people's lives with his presence. And that's a real, real thing. Hard thing to do.
Well, listen, you know, I mentioned Woody Beaumar. I mentioned Don King, but I didn't mention Jason Harmon, our drummer. I just wanted to say his name because Jason, I didn't want to leave you out of anything. And these four guys, the three of them and myself, have been together as the road crew for 16 years now.
Wow.
And it's just, I have never been with a band throughout my whole musical career that long. But these four guys get along together. We just have a great time. And so I just wanted to make sure I mentioned Jason too, and didn't mean to leave him out. Sometimes the drummer gets stuck in the back and you just don't see him that much.
Well, if anybody sees you, the four of you guys perform, you can see that it's just more than just a passion for music. it's friendship, and it's manifest in your music, and it's kind of a rare quality.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know, it's a pleasure to know you, and I wish you and your bride lots of happiness and love, and it's really good to talk with you this morning.
Joe, thank you for joining us, and well, we'll talk soon, and I hope our paths cross here pretty soon.
That'll be great. I'll bet it will.
Take care, my friend.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Joe. Well, that was on my good friend Joe there in Nashville, Tennessee. And I hope you enjoyed that. These fellows are quite a talent. Road Crew 66, I'll put up a link to their music this morning. And take a listen to the Tattoo Man of Route 66. They did a great song about Kings of Kingmen. Gosh, some just good music. One of my favorites, of course, is Under the Neon. That song just speaks volumes. And Beth Hilburn out there at the Highway Cafe in Veneta. Song was just absolutely perfect. Hey, you know, we're running a few minutes behind this, but, well, before we go, do we have any questions? Anything I can answer for you? Or anything we need to be discussing? And now's the time to speak up. Well, I want to thank everybody. Nolan, how are you doing? We'll be hoping for a good visit, and we'll see if we can get that fire agate hunting in while you're out here. Miss Maggie, I hope that you're doing okay up there in East Lansing. And I hope you found this a little bit inspirational this morning. I'm so privileged to have Joe and Woody and Don, and Jason is for our theme song. And I was just looking for something real quick here, if I can find it. I will have a link on, I'll have a link up for you in a bit on Under the Neon. I'll put that one up on our Facebook page this morning. And you can take a listen to that. Is there any questions, anything I can answer for you, though, before we go? Nolan, that just absolutely sounds great. I look forward to the visit. We're going to have some quite a busy summer it's shaping up to be. Let's see, it's roadcrew66.com is their link. roadcrew66.com. And let's see what we've got here. I'm running a little bit over time. I'm very sorry about that, but let's see what their schedule looks like. There'll be they have their full schedule up on. I'll give you an example. This is the Road to Amarillo from Joe and Woody and Jason. About halfway between here and there. This yellow rose of Texas blooming in the cleanest air. Longhorns and Cadillacs raised on a ranch, all right. Like a breeze, I'm down the highway till I see her neon lights. I'm on the road to Amarillo. A little bit of a teaser there for you. Hey, my friends, we are going to do this again next week, next Sunday morning, 7 o'clock. Invite your friends. We'll make it a coffee party. Got some things coming up. Next week will be very, very busy here along Route 66 in Western Arizona. We have the Route 66 Fun Run coming up, a big event. 800-plus cars, couple thousand people. 160-mile block party, if you will, here in western Arizona. Barring unforeseen difficulties, technical difficulties and other, we're going to be visiting next week with Angela and Blas from Winslow, Arizona. They are putting together a real delightful little old 1953 motel out there in Winslow, Earl's Auto Court. I stayed there last fall, and it was really a treat. Hey, my friends, I did run you a bit late. I hope you don't mind. And, well, like I say, we'll do this again next week, same time. My friends, a little bit of music from Don and Joe and Woody and Jason.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Thanks for joining us today. Of course, the program will be archived on our website. We have an embedded player, jimhinckleysamerica.com. And you can find our programs also on Spotify. Oh, gosh. Most of the major podcast platforms, when it's published, the program will be published in an hour or two. My friends, thank you. And, well, until we meet again, mi amigos, vaya con Dios.